Last month, the Republican-controlled Senate and the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives agreed on at least one thing, a massive public lands bill that passed both houses. It still awaits the president's signature, but it includes funding for public lands and wildfire prevention and reauthorized permanently the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which takes money from offshore drilling and redirects it for things like the conservation of parks and wildlife refuges across the country.
Both Arizona Senators Kirsten Sinema and Martha McSally worked on the bill, according to the Arizona Republic, to address public land issues here. And one place that benefited is La Paz County, about a two-hour drive west of the valley on the I-10 route to California. The La Paz County land deal was included in the bill and means the county will now be able to develop around 6,000 acres of federal land currently owned by the feds.
Here's the thing. The vast majority of the land in La Paz County is owned by the federal government or other entities. Here's La Paz County Supervisor D.L. Wilson breaking it down.
The Bureau of Land Management owns just over 58%. We have the Colorado River Indian Tribal Reservation, constitutes about 8%. U.S. military, which is primarily the Yuma Proving Grounds, is just under 14%. State is just under 9%. And we have several wildlife refuges along the Colorado and Bell Williams Rivers that make up about 6%.
That all adds up to about 95% of the land there. And according to Supervisor Wilson, that has some serious effects on the area's potential for economic development. Here he is again.
It has a number of effects. One is that the privately owned parcels, a lot of it is agricultural land, and a lot of it is scattered out in communities. So you'll have like the community of Bouse, the community of Vicksburg, and federal land in between. So that makes it very difficult to provide infrastructure or any continuity of development between those isolated spots.
Now, this land deal is a conveyance, which means the county will purchase the 6,000 acres from the federal government for development. I spoke with Wilson more about it recently and how it all fits into the larger debate about public lands and conservation versus economic growth. But we begin with how this 6,000 acres will now be used.
It's targeted to be a solar development, photovoltaic solar project. The primary objective was to create some well-paying jobs for our residents and generate revenue streams for the county. As a small county with a low population, providing basic government services is difficult. So in looking at the assets, obviously, we have a lot of land in La Paz County. We're about 4,500 square miles, and we have a lot of infrastructure that crosses the county. Transmission lines, I-10, natural gas lines. So we went through a process of looking at what kind of projects we could develop other than the traditional economic development items, which is a whole other story that we've been pretty successful with here lately, and identified solar as an up-and-coming potential. So we identified the 8,000 acres. It's located along transmission lines. It's a disturbed area. It's got a World War II airstrip on it. It's adjacent to gas lines, I-10, and it's fairly flat. So it lends itself quite well, once you think a little bit about it, to a solar development.
Did you put out a bid for the contractors who will build this?
We did put out a preliminary RFP to see what kind of interest we got. We've got some good interest, which is kind of what prompted us in the first place to continue with the acquisition of the land.
So you had to go then to lawmakers and say, we want to buy this land, and this is why, and this is why it's important for the county?
Absolutely, yeah. When I took office, I never dreamed I would need to get an act of Congress passed.
Exactly. So that's something I wanted to ask you about is how often you as a county have been involved in sort of this national debate about public lands and trying to find that balance between conservation and economic development.
Since I've taken office, it's been an ongoing debate. Obviously, with wildlife refuges, the Bill Williams River, the Colorado River, the tribal cultural history in the area, that's always a concern. To balance the conservation of the land and the use of the land. And that was a primary driver on this particular parcel, is that there's no identified cultural issues, no endangered species, none of the things that normally get in the way of developing federal land. Very little vegetation, it's disturbed and in the middle of an area that's got all sorts of infrastructure in it already. Mm-hmm. So minimal impact on public use of public lands.
What was your reaction when it passed Congress?
We're still have the hurdle of the presidential signature, which I don't think will be a problem. But the passage of the land means we've got a lot of work to do. We have to request that it be conveyed. We're going to have to get the appraisal done, the cultural and environmental studies, and arrange the financing to purchase the land. So now the work really begins to make this project happen.
You say that this is for jobs. I wonder if you have the workforce available in La Paz County to take these kind of jobs, or if it will involve some sort of training program for folks who maybe aren't trained up in this kind of industry.
Well, and that's an excellent question. We've have some issues with workforce already because of some success that we've had in the economic development area in creating jobs. This particular site is just barely in La Paz County. It's actually closer to a lot of the Metro Phoenix area. So it will attract workforce from the West Valley, I'm sure, as well as from La Paz County. And the thing about a solar project is once it's built, for the size of it, there are not a whole lot of jobs. So the real benefit of this project, La Paz County, is the additional revenue stream to relieve tax burden on our residents.
All right. D.L. Wilson is a supervisor for District 1 in La Paz County. D.L., thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.